Franco. Just like it should be.
Well, that's the last of the ice cream from the big freezer. Let's just hope the thermostat really is working right.
Eugene said he fixed it, so...
As if we can believe anything that Eugene says.
Now, Connie...
I don't know where he gets his ideas, Jack. I mean, to announce to the whole world that I have a crush on Jason, don't you think it's ridiculous?
Well, I find the whole situation confusing.
Well, speaking of Mr. Say Anything in a Panic...
Good morning, Eugene.
Good morning.
Uh-oh. Guess things didn't go very well with Katrina at dinner last night. Were the breadsticks stale?
I'd rather not discuss anything related to last night, thank you.
Why not? You were really keen to talk about me and my supposed feelings. Why can't we talk about yours today?
Connie...
Obviously, someone has a slight chip on her shoulder this morning.
Well, an apology from you might take it away.
An apology from me?
Look, Connie, Eugene...
I don't remember the words, I'm sorry, slipping past your tiny little lips after you humiliated me in front of everyone.
You were humiliated? I was the one who suffered profoundly from humiliation after that ridiculous hugging demonstration you insisted we attempt. If anyone should apologize, it should be you.
Hold on.
I don't believe
Absolutely.
It.
I said stop.
But...
No.
Excuse me,
Not another word. You two are supposed to be adults. Two adult Christians, I'll add. And listen to you. What happened last night was embarrassing for everyone, but the damage isn't terminal. Certainly not worth this kind of bickering. So unless you're both ready to apologize to each other, I'll ask you to silently get on with your work, okay? Well?
I have to put the dishes away in the kitchen.
Perhaps I'll go back to work on the kids' radio program.
Whatever it takes. Eugene?
Yes, sir?
Eugene, if what you say is true about Connie having a crush on Jason...
Oh, it's true, Mr. Helen.
Do I hear whispering going on in there?
Just take care of the dishes, Connie. The point is, Eugene, I expect you to be more mature about this. If she has a crush on Jason, then the sensitive thing to do is to...
Good morning, everybody. It is a great morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, indeed, yes, sir.
Is there something wrong?
No, not really.
It's raining.
Well, who cares? I've got news that'll send your spirit soaring and dry up the rain.
News?
Well, what kind of news exactly?
News about me and Tasha.
You and Tasha, how nice.
I'm sure it's perfectly wonderful news.
You should tell us sometime later.
Much later, yes.
Later. What's wrong with right now? You'll be the first to know. And this is the best time since Connie isn't around.
It's me on the attic.
Maybe we should go up to my office.
Yes.
I don't get it. Look, all I want to say is that Tasha and I are engaged. Oh, boy. She's in the kitchen, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Hi, guys. I dropped some pots and pans. I'll pick them up after I go do something else.
Connie,
I believe I will go to the kids' radio studio.
Coward. Connie, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were in there.
Really? Should that have made a difference?
Well,
I'm just sorry you didn't feel you could announce the good news to all of us at the same time. Obviously, Eugene's bit of misinformation last night has tainted our ability to talk around here. Congratulations, Jason. I'm sure the two of you will be very happy. Now, excuse me, but I have work to do.
Good grief. Jack, has it been like this all morning?
Since it's only 9:15, I guess so.
Well, what should we do? It can't stay like this.
No, it can't. I guess the best thing to do is for you to talk to Connie.
Why me?
For one thing, I'm completely lost about what's going on. For another thing, whatever's happening seems to be connected to you.
I'd rather go back to work with the agency. It's safer. Connie?
Yes, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, come on, cut it out. My dad is Mr. Whitaker. I'm Jason. What are you doing?
I'm wiping off the swings, and in a minute I'll be cleaning the dirt off the slide.
In the rain?
Well, natural rainwater is the best.
Okay, fine. I'll play along, but we still need to talk.
I don't think there's anything to talk about. I mean, you and Tasha are engaged, which is great.
Connie, that's not what I wanted to...
Oh, I know. You think I have a crush on you because of what Eugene said. Oh, Jason. I don't. Come on. Me have a crush on you?
Well?
I mean, I'll be the first to admit that you're good-looking and nice and intelligent and fun to be with. And if I wanted to have a crush on someone, you'd be a great person to have a crush on. But, well, I'll be honest. I couldn't have a crush on you since... My affections are elsewhere, if you know what I mean.
Elsewhere? You like someone else?
I might.
Well.
So you have nothing to worry about.
Okay, great. I'm glad we got that worked out then.
Yeah, me too.
For if you forgive other people their failures, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you will not forgive other people, neither will your Father forgive you.
No, no, stop! Cease and desist, you contrary machine!
Eugene, I was wondering if we could... Ooh, is something wrong?
Oh, no, I thought the tape would play much better on the floor than in the machine. I'm sorry, that tone was uncalled for. I apologize. Perhaps I should go home and begin this day all over again.
Maybe we all should. So, things didn't go well with Katrina last night, huh?
No. She seems to be unsure of our relationship now. Unsure to the extent that she's dating someone named Brandon at her university. She confessed to me that she feels confused, torn, and doesn't know what to do but pray and hope she'll come to some understanding of her own heart.
I suppose that sounds reasonable.
Well, of course it is. It's all very reasonable. It always has been. I was sympathetic and reasonable in response. But I confess, Mr. Allen, that I'm completely bewildered. I feel hurt and angry and in some ways annoyed that I can't get better control over my emotions. I even bought her a ring. See?
Oh, it's very nice.
Not as an engagement ring, mind you, but simply a token to symbolize all we've been through.
I see. Mm-hmm. Eugene, if I may offer an observation...
Please!
I think what you're feeling is normal. And what happened to her is normal. I think I understand why she felt confused and even started seeing someone else. How could she have known you'd become a Christian so fast? Apart from how it hurts you, I really can't blame her.
Well, if I'm being reasonable and sensible, I can't either. But if I'm not being reasonable and sensible, then I find it quite upsetting. Mr. Allen, I'm having lunch with her. How do you think I should proceed?
Oh, talk to her. Let her know your heart. And remember the rule of all great relationships.
Which is?
Be prepared for anything.
Pardon me, sir, but I understand you take special orders.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Then I'd like a double chocolate sauerkraut with broccoli spice topping, please.
Would that be with or without pepperoni?
With, please.
Okie dokie.
Are you ready to go?
Ready to go.
Now, Jason, you didn't forget about our picnic to Trickle Lake.
Well, no, but Tasha, I thought because of the rain that...
The rain stopped and the clouds have run away.
But it'll be muddy.
You have a problem with mud?
Not as an ongoing concern, no. Well, okay, the basket's in the kitchen. All I need to do is find Connie or Eugene to tell them I'm going. Jack went home for a while.
Is everything all right with Connie?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Turns out she doesn't have a crush on me, but on someone else.
Oh? Did she say who she had a crush on?
Mm-mm. But it doesn't matter, just so long as it isn't me. Come on, we'll check the Bible room first.
So don't worry and keep asking yourself, what will I eat or what will I drink or what will I wear? That is what non-believers are always looking for. Your heavenly Father... Miss Kendall, didn't you see the red recording light?
Oh, yeah, it's really nice.
But it means I was recording and you're not supposed to simply stroll in.
Well, excuse me for living, Eugene. I was just coming to apologize, but you can forget it now.
No, wait, Connie.
What?
Come back in, please. I feel as if I'm at odds with the universe right now. I don't believe there's any point in continuing our petty disagreements.
Well, yeah, that's what I came in to say.
Then please accept my humble apologies for our recent misunderstandings.
Okay, and I'm sorry too.
Thank you.
So, things must be pretty bad with Katrina for you to apologize to me first.
I confess things are bad, yes. More than anything, she's feeling terribly confused. And so am I.
Poor Eugene.
Thank you. And what perchance was that hug called?
It's called the... I'm glad you're my friend, but sorry you're going through a hard time hug.
Quite a long name for such a simple hug.
It's not simple at all. There's a very special way you have to do it. Here, I'll show you. See, unlike other hugs, you put your arms this way.
Is this a scientific procedure?
Oops.
Oh!
Hey, I'm sorry.
Pardon me, we were simply...
Well, it's not really what it looked like.
It looked like a hug to me.
Well, yes, exactly, but...
We were just...
Don't explain, really.
I'd like to hear an explanation.
Oh, and I have one, too.
It doesn't matter, Eugene. I was just looking for you guys to say that we're leaving for a while. Somebody needs to watch the counter.
I'll do it.
Thanks.
Look, Jason, I'd really like to
explain... Don't say a word. We'll be on our way. Come on, Tasha, let's go.
But I wanted to hear their explanation.
I don't believe it! A second time! It happened a second time!
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny.
What funny?
Yeah, because I told Jason I had a crush on somebody, and now he'll think it's you.
What?
Oh, this is perfect. Hysterical, huh?
My ribs are aching from sheer amusement.
Oh, great day for a picnic. What a view.
Yeah. Turn on the windshield wipers again, will you? I can't see the lake.
Sure. Are you going to eat the other half of your sandwich?
No, here.
Thanks. So, Connie has a crush on Eugene, huh? Amazing.
Is it?
Well, I think so. You know, it's funny. I told Eugene only yesterday that love was in the air. Who would have guessed I'd be so right? They usually bicker so much that... Well, I just never would have imagined.
Sometimes bickering is a cover for deeper feelings. Look at us. Our playful banter has been going on for years.
And it'll go on for years to come. Oh, thanks for saying yes, Tasha.
Don't mention it. You know, there are a lot of details we have to work out. We should talk about them when I get back.
What do you mean, get back?
Headquarters called. They need me in Washington right away.
You're kidding.
No, I have to fly out later this afternoon.
But you can't go back there.
Of course I can. It's my job.
Yes, but I thought that since we were engaged, you'd give it up.
Jason, I can't just drop it. You know how the process works. I have a lot of unfinished jobs to do, cases to wrap up.
Well, forget about them. You're starting a new life now, here. Let the agency figure it out for themselves.
Now, Jason,
I'm serious, Tasha. I don't think you should go back. I want you to stay here.
Be reasonable, be honest, be prepared for anything.
Hello, Eugene.
Katrina! Oh!
It's all right, sit down.
Oh. Thank you for meeting me again.
Well, in many regards, I did come back to Odyssey to see you. Along with other friends, of course.
Oh, of course. Well, I talked to Jack Allen about our situation earlier.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet he thinks I'm dreadful for being so confused.
Oh, on the contrary. He understood completely how you must feel and why things have happened as they have.
He's very kind. So, how about you?
Am I kind?
No. I mean, how do you feel?
Oh, yes. Well, Mr. Allen suggested that I be very honest with you about my feelings.
I spoke to Brandon on the phone last night, and he suggested the same thing.
Good. He sounds like a very insightful fellow.
He is. So, what are your thoughts now? I don't want to leave without some clarification.
Yes, of course. Clarification. Well, Katrina, being reasonable and sensible, my thoughts are that I can reaffirm the profound
Please,
and...
Please, Eugene, no double talk. Just be honest. What are you trying to say?
What am I trying to say? What am I trying to say? I'm simply saying that I'm still struggling with the way things have turned out thus far. Deep inside, I have questions that only time may answer, and until
What kind of questions?
What kind of questions? Well, questions such as... Was it so much to ask you to wait a while longer for me? Did you have to rush home and fall under the auspices of Brandon? And of all the people you had to receive comfort from and to start dating, did it have to be some paragon of virtue who's likely everything I am not as a Christian, so I won't even have a fighting chance to compete with, since he's clearly more mature and wiser than I? To put it more succinctly, Katrina, I'm wrestling with the question of, how could you do this to me? Pardon me? The salads are wonderful here. You should try them. Yummy!
Thank you, Eugene. I appreciate your honesty. I'm not trying to do anything to you. And I wish you wouldn't feel threatened by Brandon. I said I'm dating him, but in many ways it's as if he's more of a counselor than a date, if you know what I mean. I respect him a lot, and he's helping me to grow spiritually, which only compounds my confusion because now I'm not certain of I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
Katrina, where does that leave us?
I believe the best thing for both of us is for me to go home and pray that God will show us the rest.
Yes, of course. It's the most reasonable and sensible thing to do. It happened a second time!
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny.
What funny?
Yeah, because I told Jason I had a crush on somebody, and now he'll think it's you.
What?
Oh, Jack. I didn't know you were here. I thought Eugene was... What are you doing?
I came back to listen to some of the recordings Eugene made of the Sermon on the Mount.
The Sermon on the Mount? Mm. But what did I just hear? Wasn't that my voice?
Mm-hmm. Another embarrassing hug scene.
Oh, no. Eugene must have left the recorder on. Oh, how embarrassing.
Embarrassing and enlightening. Connie, I've been thinking about you a lot today.
You have?
Mm-hmm. How can I say this? I've noticed that you seem to be bouncing all over the place emotionally. I know that happens, but lately it's like you've been in the middle of a bizarre little soap opera here and enjoying it.
Enjoying it? Wait a minute,
now, hold on. I don't think you're doing any of this intentionally. May I offer a theory?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I find that when people start creating little emotional soap operas for themselves, it's because they're missing something in their lives.
Really? Well, what do you think I'm missing?
Well, it seems like a lot's been happening to everyone around here lately, except you. You've been left out. So what can you do about it? Manufacture some excitement of your own by having a crush or feeling jealous or angry or feeling anything other than boredom. Am I right?
Well, haven't thought about it that way, but yeah, maybe. I guess so. I mean, you have to admit, nothing ever really happens to me. All I do is come in and watch everyone else do things and... I guess I'm pretty dumb, huh?
Oh, not at all. I understand how you feel, but that's why I wanted to talk to you. I just wanted to tell you that life moves in rhythms and cycles, and we all go through periods when it seems like nothing is happening. But things are happening, Connie, all the time. We just have to stay in tune enough to see what they are, how they fit together, so that even in times of quiet and boredom, God's handiwork is shown to us. That's the real adventure, Connie. Learning to look and listen to our lives so we'll understand what God is doing.
Guess I'll have something to think about, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jack.
Your journey of faith could take you anywhere, Connie. As long as Christ remains at the center of who you are, then all the rest will fall into place. Of course, Jesus said it better, naturally. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all will be added unto you."
Hey, Eugene, what are you doing out here?
I'm wistfully watching the sun go down.
Uh-oh. Any man who wistfully watches the sun go down by himself is pining after someone. Mm. I should know. That's exactly what I was going to do.
But you're engaged. What do you have to be wistful about?
Well, apart from the fact that Tasha and I just argued the entire way to the airport, and I angrily dropped her off at the front curb and now don't even know whether or not we're still engaged. Nothing at all.
I see.
What about you?
Katrina is also at the airport, even as we speak. You'll note that I am not there.
So your relationship is on or off?
Off for the moment, alas.
Well, you always have Connie.
Please.
Well, now, look who's here. Mind if I join you?
If you don't mind wallowing in depression.
Depression? The two of you?
Yeah, looks like our respective relationships are over.
It's mind-boggling. She's in one day, steals my heart, then leaves the next. It's over.
The end.
Kaput.
Finito.
Why do we put ourselves through it?
Exactly. I've been asking myself, why? What does it all mean? I went through all of that suffering, and for what? Nothing. It's finished.
Terminated.
The end of the book.
Oh, listen to you both. What makes you so sure this is the end of the book? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Only God knows for sure. This might only be the conclusion of a chapter, or the turning of another page. Unless, of course, you're willing to simply give up and make it the end. Is that what you want?
Jack, you're right. It's crazy to sit here and mope. We can't just let those two women leave town without knowing where we stand. Is this the end of a page or a chapter? Well, I, for one, want to find out.
And I, for two, want to know as well.
What are we waiting for? Eugene, to the airport. Okay, which way do we go?
I'm not sure. The A concourse is that way, the B concourse is this way.
Which airline is Katrina flying?
Didn't think to ask. What about Tasha?
No idea. Okay, you go that way, I'll go this way, and hope for the best.
Right.
Right.
Attention passengers, this is the final boarding call for flight 270 to Chicago.
Oh, brother, this is crazy.
Jason?
Katrina, have you seen Tasha?
No, why? Is something wrong?
No, I mean, yes. You have to come with me. Come on.
But I can't. That's the last call for my flight. What's wrong, Jason? What's going on?
Look, Eugene is here looking for you.
He is?
Oh, boy. He's never going to make it in time. Okay, look, I'll just try to say what I think he would say if he were here.
Jason!
I don't know what's going on. I mean, I know he's confused, but I also know that he wants the best for both of you. And since he became a Christian, well, I'm sure he wants more than anything for God's will to be done.
Good.
But you can't just toss God's will around like a football any more than you can toss your hearts around.
What?
Look, this isn't the end of the page or the chapter or the book.
Jason!
Forget it. Never mind. Just answer me one question, okay?
What?
I know you want to be sensible and reasonable, right? But apart from that, do you love Eugene? I mean, not as a Christian brother or a friend, but I mean, do you love him?
Do I love him?
I asked you first.
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay, well, see, that's a great start. And you know what? Eugene loves you too. So why do you want to throw that away? Isn't that worth pursuing? I mean, why do you guys keep torturing each other with these emotional gymnastics? If you love each other, then you should be together, right?
Well, when you put it that way...
Ma'am, we're going to close the door on the plane.
Okay, I'm coming. All right, I'm thinking. Jason, tell Eugene that I love him.
Okay.
I do love him, and I'll call him, and I'll come back to him as soon as I finish my term at the university. Tell him, Jason!
I sure will.
Katrina. Tasha, wait! Don't let that woman get on that plane!
Eugene! What in the world are you doing?
You've got to get out of line and come with me.
I can't miss this flight, Eugene. What's going on?
Even as we speak, Jason is scouring the airport for you to reaffirm his love and to secure your promise of marriage.
Again? One promise wasn't enough?
Well, he seemed to believe that your untimely separation may have affected your decision.
Oh, he's such a little boy sometimes. No, Eugene, you can tell Jason that I love him and I still want to marry him.
Wonderful. Thank you. Have a nice flight.
Wait. You can also tell him that I really will finish things up at work as soon as I can.
Wonderful. Bon voyage.
And tell him that I miffed because he never gave me an engagement ring.
A ring?
Yeah. How will anyone at headquarters believe I'm engaged when I don't even have a ring?
A ring? Well, you know, by no small coincidence, I happen to have a ring here.
Oh, I can't take your ring, Eugene.
On behalf of Jason Whitaker, I insist you take this ring. It will suffice until a better one is presented. Besides, I don't have anyone to give it to at the moment. Hope it fits.
Eugene, you're so sweet.
Thank you.
Here, give that to Jason for me.
Perhaps I'll let you deliver that yourself.
Bye.
Farewell. And farewell, Katrina, wherever you are.
And that's the second one. Well, Eugene, looks like I was right. Our loves are in the air.
She loves me? She really said she loves me and that she'll come back?
Uh-huh. Come on, let's go. Oh, hey, thanks for giving Tasha that ring. I'll get it back to you when I buy her one of her own.
Think nothing of it for now.
Well, everything turned out all right, didn't it? Man, we torture ourselves with twists and turns and for what? They're coming back to us after all.
Indeed. Perhaps I should have you speak for me on all my most important occasions.
Just let me know. Oh, hey, you've got a little of Tasha's lipstick on your cheek. Might want to wipe that off before Connie sees it.
Connie?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to make her jealous.
Connie? Jealous?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
What's so funny?
Nothing. But I suspect that Connie will just have to cope.
I think Jack hit on something really important in his conversation with Connie. Do you remember? He said that we should pay close attention to everything that happens to us, in good times and bad, in times of excitement, trouble, or even when we're downright bored. Why? Because in the large or small events of our lives, we can see the love of God at work. Like Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, if God cares deeply about feeding the birds of the air or adorning the grass in the field, imagine how much more He cares about you as His child. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Love is in the Air was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Mark Drury. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.